This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms, the podcast where we celebrate the wild and beautiful journey of womanhood. We're here to create a space where women can connect, inspire, and uplift each other. Untamed Blossoms is more than just a podcast. It's a movement. It's a gathering of strong, fierce women who are breaking free from society's expectations.
Our mission is to deep dive into the stories of incredible women who have embraced their authenticity, even in the face of adversity. We believe by sharing these stories, we can inspire others to do the same. Join us as we sit down with women from all walks of life who have faced their own struggles and emerged as the most authentic versions of themselves. From entrepreneurs to artists, activists to adventurers, we'll explore their triumphs and tribulations. Together, we'll navigate the challenges of self-discovery, self-acceptance, and self-love.
But Untamed Blossoms is more than just conversations. We're a community that gathers for events, immerses ourselves in the beauty of nature, and supports one another in our personal and professional growth. So whether you're seeking inspiration, looking for a supportive sisterhood, or simply want to hear incredible stories of women blazing their own trails, Untamed Blossoms is here for you. Together, let's embrace our wildness, bloom unapologetically, and rewrite the rules. Welcome to Untamed Blossoms.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms. We're grateful you're here. I'm your host, Amanda Riley.
And I'm Christy Riley. Welcome to the pod.
It is such a perfect fall week here in Ohio.
It's gorgeous.
Last week, this weekend, today, looking out from the window, seeing all the leaves.
Yes. All turning colors. 65. Actually, it's going to be 70 some degrees today, but
yeah.
Yeah, 60s, 70 degrees.
Sunshine. It's that crispness of fall, not the gloomy fall.
Right.
But just everything feels and looks so crisp. I love it.
No clouds in the sky.
None.
Which is unusual for us here in Ohio.
Yeah, it's just so beautiful.
Yeah. I've really been enjoying being outside. It's really been peaceful at the farm.
Yeah.
I spent my mornings watching the sunrise. Mm. The frost on the ground outside has been so beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've been really engrossed in the simple things lately. So
I love
really
that.
Great. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I had a girls' weekend this week up in Toledo.
So much fun.
It was so fun. I went up late Thursday and then got up Friday and
went on a beautiful hike through.
Your pictures were amazing.
It is called Wildwood. And it is up in Toledo. And it's just the most gorgeous path. We saw so many deer. It was just so breathtaking. And I think we did like 5 or so miles that morning. And the rest of my girlfriends came up. And we went to a nice dinner Friday night. But then Saturday we got back up, went on another hike. And then we went to a pumpkin patch.
Yay.
And did a corn maze. And
was there pumpkin spice lattes involved in any stage of this?
There were. You could get a pumpkin cappuccino.
Oh, got you.
Okay. We did not. I got some good old-fashioned apple cider.
Yes, that's the other way to go.
I mean, I feel like if you're at a orchard or you're at like a, you know, any kind of fall event and they have
real
apple cider,
you should get it.
How can you say no?
Yeah.
We just had the best time. And then we were able to sit out by a fire at night.
Oh, nice.
And just relax.
Yeah.
And it was the perfect fall weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think every woman needs that. Nice.
Yeah.
Easy, no fuss, getaway for a few days, you know?
Just like being able to like eat comfort foods and watch movies and just be together without an over orchestrated schedule,
yeah,
or, you know what I mean? It was just really, really relaxing. And today's topic actually is going to be a little bit fall adjacent, talking mm-hmm. about things to let go of, but
yes.
I was able to have some me time as well and listen to some podcasts. It's about a 2.5 hour drive. I also brought my Kindle, of course, and mm-hmm. read almost another half of an entire book this weekend too. So
nice.
Yeah.
Just lovely, lovely downtime. Which we
totally.
Need. We absolutely need it to be spending it with some of your favorite people on top of that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got to see you yesterday.
We celebrated your dad's birthday yesterday at his house. We hung out, had good family time.
Yeah. A lot of meats, a lot of cheeses. A
lot of meats and cheeses. Watched the football game.
The football game.
The football game.
Bengals versus
the
Browns.
Yeah. Yeah. Which anybody who knows me knows. I can barely get that out. I don't really know.
There was a football game on, and what that was, who can say?
I'm fairly confident, maybe, that the Bengals won.
Yeah, you were around. Time. You were there for the hang.
Hanging. Baby was there. Our niece was there.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
We need to put in the time of that one. So.
Totally.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a lovely weekend, and I came home and watched more of the Discovering Witches show, whatever.
Yeah.
It is, which I'm obsessed with, and did almost nothing yesterday other than that.
I'm so proud of you. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You deserve that.
I go all the time hard, and Sam went out and mowed the grass and did all kinds of stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit right here and watch my witch show. Leroy and I sat and vegetated and watched TV for a long time. I just got lost in the show, and it was great. I just was wanting to relax, and
yeah.
The meats and cheeses didn't really agree with me so much. So I was feeling pretty
yeah.
yucky by the time we got home. So I was like, I'm just going to crash on the couch.
Snuggle in,
and had a great time. Kids were gone. Just the two of us.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it was great. I had leftover chicken noodle soup homemade for dinner. Didn't have to cook.
It's soup season. And that genuinely is the best news.
Yes.
Soup for everything. We're actually having our next event this weekend.
Right.
Coming weekend. Yep. And our second
Sunday
series of our human design.
The first
design.
One at the farm.
Yeah. And we will be serving soup and bread. And
I can't
wait.
We will.
Yeah.
Tori, our sister-in-law, gave us a great recipe. I'm going to try the marinated chicken recipe, but it turned into soup.
Mm.
So I think it's going to be delicious. Stan's making homemade quick bread, so we'll have that. It's going to be great.
Perfect.
I think the weather's going to be gorgeous, which means we can be outside underneath trees.
Yeah.
Which I'm real excited about. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. And my Halloween party's a Saturday.
I know.
Finally here.
I'm so excited.
Well, I think for today, we really want to focus on, In the spirit of fall, some things that we want to let go of. You know, there's that quote that the leaves are about to show us how beautiful letting go can be.
Right.
And it's a season of change. And I was just talking about this the other day, that most people look at our calendar and they base it off of like fiscal business year, right? And now is the time to kind of look at planning and how the year went and then start, you know, planning and mapping out what next year is going to look like and, you know, what you didn't accomplish this year so you can accomplish next year. And really this season right now is to harvest and to take inventory of all the wonderful things that happened for you this year and enjoy it.
Right.
And then you actually go into a season of rest. You don't go into a season of planning.
No.
December is a time to rest, and then you don't really start any sort of planning or planting those seeds until spring. So
yeah, just sitting with your imagination, sitting with what absolutely. You desire, sitting, resting so that those positive things that are meant for you will show up for you. And totally. Then spring you go into that, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And so I think women, it's interesting that they say that women go through these seasons every month.
Yeah.
Right. So for women, not only do we go through the same cycle really monthly, you know, the growth and fertility, the menstruating is the fall, right? And
yeah.
All so we go through a mini season every month as women, and then we do it collectively annually, go through all the seasons. And so I think this is important even on a more microcosm scale for women is, yeah. you know, even looking at their menstrual cycles and when you're supposed to be resting, when you're supposed to be working out heavy, yeah. when you're supposed to, right? It's the same. We have to be really in tune with it monthly
yeah.
as well. So, yeah. And sometimes that can get a little, you know, but there's lots of apps out there that can help you with them. For all of those of you that are interested in that, it's really a cool thing to really get into your own biorhythm monthly as a woman. Mm-hmm. Because we do actually go through the cycle every single month menstruating. So
for sure.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting that that is so true for us. And that happens, you know, 12 times a year plus the actual year in itself. But this society isn't set up around women and our bodies and what we need. It's set around capitalism and patriarchy, right?
Right.
That's just kind of how it's set up.
Right.
For everyone. It doesn't really matter. So
correct.
I think it's a good time to talk about some of those things that we want to let go of and reflect on going into the colder, darker months. So we know what didn't serve us this year and then sit with that. And like you said, make space and room for what you want to bring in next year. But you don't have to start planning that right now. You don't have to go into that mode. It's just a good time to sit with it. So
harvest.
What did you grow this year now that you have that harvest, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What was good? What worked? What didn't work?
Yeah.
And what are we wanting to let go of? Really supposed
totally.
To let go of season. And so you and I have been thinking about that.
Yeah.
To talk about today.
Yeah.
What we're ready to let go of. What was one of yours on your list?
I would say the first one, the biggest one, it's something I've been working on for a while, but I will tell you, when people used to talk about codependency, I would scoff and say, well, I am the least codependent person I know because I don't depend on literally anyone.
Right.
Like, I don't need anyone. I will do it myself, whatever. And throughout different definitions, I kind of realized that wasn't true. And really what codependency is you having the need to manage everyone else's experience around you, for you to get involved in fixing things that are not your problems to fix, for you to get in a situation, even though it is not yours to handle, and figure it out. And I knew, based upon my childhood and things that I have experienced, that a big role has always been for myself and a group of people to manage everybody. So I will invite lots of people to things and then manage everyone's experience. Check in. Are you having fun? Are you having a good time? So-and-so doesn't like so-and-so. I need to make sure they stay apart. So-and-so really likes this person. Maybe I'll make sure they have a time and an opportunity to talk more. I was just really micromanaging people's experiences. And although that's helped me in a professional manner a lot of the time in curating different events and projects and all of those really has not served me well in life because people rely on me to solve things for them. And I was listening to a podcast on the way to Toledo on Thursday night just about, like, especially women who get a lot done can really fall in this category, and how much of the time it does a disservice to everyone else around them. And so this weekend, we're all very close friends. It's not like I had to do this, but I cognizantly made an effort to say, I am not going to be the person in this group for any reason that does any sort of control of people's experiences.
Right.
I don't need to check in with everybody. I am a participant like everyone else is in this weekend.
Did you say this out loud or did you just say it to yourself?
I did tell my friend Carrie, who's the host of the event we had at her house, that this was something I was working on. And again, not like I had to do that in this group, but it just it was an easy way to practice that.
Yeah.
Because that is something that I would normally just sit with and start doing. And I was like, you know what? No matter what situation, I'm going to really make sure that I am not.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to be anyone's buffer. It is not my responsibility for any of that. And I think I did a really good job. And even post the event, like, I'm not checking to make sure everyone felt any, it's not my responsibility.
Right.
It is not my responsibility. Every one of us are grown adults. Everyone seemingly had a very good time.
Yep.
And if they didn't, or if something bothered them, why would I ever step in there and manage that? That's not my job, and I'm not going to do it. So that is a huge thing I'm going to continue really working on letting go of, is it is not my responsibility to curate everyone's time.
Good job.
Thanks. It's really hard.
Well, breaking old habits is really hard, right?
Yeah.
No matter where you form them from, you form them out of a need of some kind that you're mostly are unconscious about. And then you find yourself in these situations. And once you start to realize your pattern, you're like, wow, this is terrible. And this isn't serving me.
Yeah.
And I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm mentally, physically exhausted from all of it.
Yeah.
Emotionally, all the things. And so to change it, you have to have a safe space with friends who care about you that are going to support you no matter what transition you go to and from, right? As long as you're like, hey, this is what I'm working on. This is what I would normally do. I don't want anybody to think that I'm upset about anything. I'm just not going to do this anymore. I'm tired, right?
Right.
And I'm working on this behavior, and have people to go, wow, good job.
Yeah. Like in the small things too, like Carrie offering, like, hey, you take the bed. Like you take the main bed. You know, I share it with one of my girlfriends, but you know, I have literally slept on floors at hotel rooms before. I have literally always offered to take the couch. I always offer whatever's most uncomfortable so no one else would possibly have to experience any discomfort.
Right.
Or I would be like, well, who's going to get upset about this? And this time I was just like, okay, great. Thank you so much. And that seems so small, but everything in me wanted to be like, no, you know, I'll sleep on wherever, the couch, air mattress, basement, whatever you need me to do, just because I wouldn't want to have someone else not be comfortable and me be comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy. So anyway, that's something that I think I'll have to continue to work really, really hard on.
Yeah.
But just being, you know, cognizant of it, I think is most of the battle. Yeah. So what about you? What's one of your things?
To elaborate on that point, codependency. In relation to sometimes it can just be a hyper-functioning. I listened to a podcast the other day about hyper-functioning
people. That's exactly what that podcast was, yes.
And that's the same thing, right? Is that you're, and sometimes it's in relationship and partnerships, but also in friendships, it's just easier for you to do it because you have such this, and that's one of mine, is perfectionism, is letting go of that need for everything to look perfect, sound perfect, you know, perfectly cleaned up, right?
Yeah. Like
that perfectionism that I think I hold on to, why? You know, right. Like I'm really exploring, like, why do you feel that need?
Right.
Why can't the house be messy, or why can't this be messy? Why can't things be in transition? Why can't, you know, and be okay with the mess in transition and for a while, and when you're busy and other things are more important, where I will hone in.
Right? Yeah.
And that's some hyper functioning, I think, left over. And the podcast that I sent you talked about that exact thing, was about hyper functioning and relationship. And this woman realized, like, my husband just gave up because I kept telling him he was doing it wrong. Right. So every time he tried to jump in, it wasn't good enough. She had this perfectionist, you know, and I'm like, wow, I really identified with some of that. And I know that that was prevalent in my last marriage. That he just stopped. And then I was like, I'm married to a child who doesn't do anything, who uses my brain all the time, who defers to me constantly, who can't, you know, go to the grocery store without calling me seven times. Like, and then I was like, oh, years later, I was like, I did that.
Yeah.
I did that by emasculating him or not being okay, or, you know, correcting him when he was parenting or whatever those. It just kind of snowballs, right?
Yeah.
You don't realize that you're doing it until you're down the road and you're like, why are you calling me and using my brain for everything?
Right.
I created that.
Yeah.
Right. And so sometimes we fall in these, and you don't realize it until later. Man, that was my doing.
Yeah.
I did that because of my perfectionism.
And I think when you're trying to make sure everything is perfect all the time, you are just way more willing to take over everything because of thought of something not being perfect, and the trade-off being you being more relaxed or you not having to do something is not worth it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I've, right. Like, I'm just like, why am I, I'm catching myself, especially in my current relationship.
Yeah.
Right? I'll catch myself like, why are you saying right now? Do you need to?
Yeah.
If you weren't here, would he figure that out?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So just shut up, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to weigh in, right?
Right.
You don't need to put your two cents in or control the situation. Same thing, right?
Right.
It's whether you're controlling this dynamic of a situation that you can see something that they don't see. Obviously, if it's detrimental or if they, somebody's going to get hurt or whatever, like, I might be like, hey, does anybody notice this? But for the most part, I kind of just let him do his thing, right?
Yeah.
And figure it out. We're on a road trip. And I used to, like, are you getting over? Because he's a late lane changer. Mm. This is a weird example, but it's exactly true.
Yeah.
He's a very late lane changer.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Right.
I plan ahead. I get over faster. So I don't want to have to worry about some asshole not letting me over or being in the wrong lane and not being able to get over, whatever. A difference between him and her.
Yeah. Right?
This is a simple one.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he does this, and then I'll be like, are you getting over? And he'll be like, can you stop backseat driving? Like,
yeah.
But then there's times where he's distracted on the phone and doesn't get over.
Yeah.
And misses the exit. Right. And now I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Because he would get so annoyed with my interception of it. Then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
What's the worst going to happen? We're going to go to the next exit and turn around.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I just stay quiet and let him drive.
Yeah.
He's on the phone and he misses the exit or he forgets where he's going.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, this is where we're at. And then he may say to me at some point, hey, why didn't you say?
Right.
Well, you get pretty annoyed when I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just stay quiet now, even if I notice. So.
Yeah.
Because
it's easier. At what point is it serving you to be like, to annoy him or frustrate him or whatever that is, right? Like, at what point, like, are you just like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ruin my also experience by him then being like, well, why are you doing X, Y, Z? Like,
yeah.
The trade-off sometimes is just worth the
assessing.
That's
just me still being hyper-vigilant.
Right.
instead of me relaxing and looking at the colors of the trees,
yeah,
I'm uber focused on where we're going and not trusting that he can get us where we need to go.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's another, it's another codependency. It's another, you know, hyper, you know, fixated point of view. Instead of just me being relaxed and being right. my feminine and just sitting there and being like, hang out with my husband and not, well, whatever.
Yeah. You know,
but I'm that person that's like, are we there yet? Are we getting there? Is it the fastest? Is there an accident way up there? I'm watching all the brake lights. Like mm-hmm. in the car, I'm in this hypervigilant mode all the time.
And yeah.
so I'm really trying hard to sort of like lay that down. And so totally. Yours was that, but mine was labeled as perfectionism, but really it's the same.
Yeah.
It's that hypervigilance about everything or wanting things to be perfect so much so that you're controlling yeah. all those dynamics all totally. The time and trying to watch out for, you know, what's coming.
Yeah.
If you will, instead of just being relaxed in it.
It's like just trying to stay one step ahead almost and yeah. being like, a lot of times I notice that I will try to control the outcome because then I don't want to have to be the person cleaning it up.
Yeah.
So like I'll be like, well, what's harder? Do I insert myself with something that's not my responsibility and make sure it doesn't happen now? Or do I wait and let it happen and then I'm cleanup crew? Then people are complaining to me or coming to me about things. And what I didn't know is there's a third option where you just let things happen.
Let them clean up their own mess.
And then an outcome happens. And then you say, I'm still not going to get involved. And I'm so sorry that was your experience, but this isn't mine to solve.
Right.
I just never knew I had that option.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah. And now you do.
Now I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's great. And that's what both of us are working.
Totally.
Okay. Number two.
So my second thing that I want to focus on, and this has been a year or two in the making at this point, is just attracting and not chasing. Mm-hmm. I am such a chaser. If I want something, do not get in my way. For the love of God, do not stand between me and that thing, because I just have always been the type of person who it's like, you just can't hope and wish for things to happen to you. Like when people would always say like, it'll all work out. It always does. I'm like, bitch, who do you think's working this out? Who do you think's been working this out this whole time? You think it just happened all those times?
Right.
No. So I still think I'll always be self-motivated. I'll always be the person. I have tons of energy for our human design. I'm always going to go. Yeah. Like I don't have the quality of sit back and relax anywhere in my chart in any capacity. But showing up for myself, how I want for other people to show up for me.
Right.
Living authentically to myself and not doing things that don't serve me. Will allow the things I want to come to me. It will open up that channel for the things that are supposed to show up to show up. And I'm in a cycle right now that I am constantly beating myself up for not taking action on every little thing and constantly being worried or stressed about financials and like what I should be making. And instead of just clearing it out and saying, it doesn't matter what I should or could be making. Am I happy right now when I'm doing what I'm doing? Great.
Yep.
Keep leaning into that.
Yep.
Keep focusing on that.
Yep.
You don't need to check your bank account 4 times a day. It's not going to change that much.
Right.
Relax.
Yeah.
And if things get really bad, then make an action plan. But for now, lean into it. Don't have a scarcity mindset. Attract what you want.
Right. Right.
And I'm going to embrace that with my 100% being this year.
I do think that that's, you know, you've had such a big year.
Yeah.
Such a big year. You know, leaving corporate America, we started this podcast. Like, if you, you know, 2024, you know, they say make sure that there's something big in the calendar year, every single calendar year that you can identify the year.
Yeah.
This is a big year for
yeah.
both of us, really.
But yeah.
for you, like, you've made a huge leap. And I can remember doing this as a nurse, right? And deciding I was done.
Yeah.
I was burnt out. I didn't enjoy it anymore. I wasn't having a great time. I loved my time as being in service to the children. But it wasn't in alignment with me anymore. I wasn't in alignment with all of it. And I was miserable.
Right.
Like, what am I going to do with myself? How am I going to make money? Right. Oh my gosh, right? And
yeah.
And you kind of, and then I decided to get my real estate license. And I have my design business. But it was also dependent on me all the time, right? I had to go and work my ass off to make that money. There was no downtime where you just make money, right? There's no time where you go to the work, the corporate office fountain and gossip for 3 hours and still get paid, right? Like,
right.
No, if you're not working, you don't get paid, right?
Right.
And it was a grind. And I got my real estate license and I was doing all this stuff. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't love what I was doing. I didn't like the people I was working around. I didn't, not all of them, but the majority of them. Like, the industry in of itself didn't feel right to me. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know? And it was a real dark night of the soul, you know? Yeah. My identity had completely shifted because I'd always been identified as, oh, you're a children's hospital nurse. Oh, so sweet. Oh my God. You know, like, you don't understand what your ego gets from that, right?
Yeah.
You get this big hit of like, oh, couldn't do what you do. Oh, you're so great.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then that's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I had a whole bunch of professional people that I had communications with every single day.
Yeah.
Conversations, interesting people. I would meet new people every day.
Yeah.
And suddenly I'm working from home or a small dingy office with people that I barely knew that didn't really want to help me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What is this? Like, I'm miserable. I was so depressed.
Yeah.
And so I understand what you're going through. This is not an easy transition to go from what you've been doing your whole adult life.
Yeah.
To choose happiness.
Yeah.
But it's not like all of a sudden, poof, happiness.
Yeah. Just,
it always lands in your lap, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot that goes around that. And I tell that story to people a lot about my identity was wrapped up in what I did for a living.
Yeah.
And then you're identity-less for a while.
Yeah.
And then you realize that my identity isn't about what I'm doing at all.
Right.
But it took a while for me to really get comfortable with that. And I am not the job I'm doing.
Right.
My worth is not tied to the job I'm doing. My worth is just my worth.
Right.
And I can just sit in that and it is a full glass.
Right.
I don't need anybody pouring into it to tell me that.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
And that's hard for when you've been getting it from external sources this whole time.
Yeah.
For you to recalibrate and be like, I'm filling up my own glass.
Yeah, absolutely.
My worth is in this and it's just within me. It has nothing to do with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that you've had similar experiences and that I continue to go through it. And I just want to tell you that you're doing a great job and that there's light at the end of the tunnel, literally.
Yeah.
It's coming for you, even though sometimes it can still feel like you're in the dark night of the soul. It's on its way. And I do feel like it took me a while, but I got there.
Yeah.
So
it's just, like you said, it's a grind, really. Like, and the thing that will and always has helped me is I've always had even when I didn't need, I didn't need multiple jobs. I still was like, you know what sounds so fun? Being so busy, I can never think a single feeling or thought that I have. So I'm going to ensure I have 45 jobs. So, you know, I think that's, it is in service to me now because it's not something I'm not used to. I'm not used to just a 9-to-5 and just closing my laptop being done for the day. So, but my identity, as you mentioned, with like helping children, although not as admirable, it's just like, wow, you've climbed the corporate ladder. You've boss bitched your way to the sun. Like, you've done all these things. And to not feel like that,
right.
Like, my job title now is something I haven't even told anybody because I can't stop connecting it to my experience in corporate America. And I am terrified what people will perceive me as if I tell them my job title within the small real estate group, right? Like,
that you're getting so much enjoyment out of for so many different
reasons. It doesn't even matter, right? But there's still this thing within me that, like, I was a senior manager of a team full of people that had that same title.
Right.
So it's like this weird thing where you still want people to think of you as a particular type of person.
Yeah.
Even if it was never serving
your ego is still tied to it.
100%.
You're 100% still tied to that. And you're like, oh, what are people going to think? Right. Like,
yeah.
Same thing. And it is a hard, hard thing to navigate and to get through. But I'm so grateful I did.
Totally.
And got to the end of it. And now I still, I think I hang on and there's times where I'm like, overachieving, right? To feel that, like, my worth is, I still slip into those, right? It's like, it's, you know, growth is not linear.
Totally.
It's circular. And so there's times where I catch myself like, oh, what are you, Sissy? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
it's okay for you to rest. The old Christy would have been really upset about my behavior yesterday of just going and hanging out with family and coming home and not feeling good. And instead of just pushing through that and doing 10 things on my to-do list last night before I crashed into bed exhausted, I laid and watched TV.
Yeah. I can't even believe it.
A TV show that I love that, no, you love too, but, you know, our children would hate it. My husband is on the fence and I love it.
Yeah.
And I just sat and benched it for hours.
Yeah.
And I was so happy.
Yeah.
I got snacks and I made soup and I was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
But I would have really, and then I watched it get dark out, went from sunshine to dark because it gets up pretty early now these days. And I was like, well, I guess it's time for bed.
Yeah.
I showered and went to bed.
Love it.
And I would not have been able to do that for myself.
Yeah.
Previously, I would have really beat myself
troubled.
Out of bed. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're worthless. I can't. You're so lazy. What are you doing?
And right.
If anybody knows me, nobody would ever like label totally. Me as lazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm like, you're allowed to rest today.
Yeah.
Sissy. You're allowed to just sit and relax. And none of the kids were home. And I didn't have any responsibilities. I didn't speak to anyone.
And it makes you realize how much shit you've just been making up for yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, why did I give me a to-do list?
Yeah.
Why would I do that to me?
And of course, we just moved and, you know, I'm getting the bar ready for this event on Saturday. Like, I know that there's a lot. Days of things I could be doing.
You could be. Like, but then also that goes back to the perfectionism. What are those things has to be?
Right. None of it. None of it had to get done.
So that's...
I mean, when I list out what I got done over the weekend, it's probably more than most people get done in a whole week's time.
Right.
I did it in 3 days, right? Like, I know what I can accomplish. And that's part of our human design, too, is we get things done very fast and way faster than most people get them done. You and I both are that way. But I need rest.
Yeah.
Or I burn out, or I'm resentful, or I'm mean. All the things.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to have that day yesterday. So, yeah.
I love it. What's your second thing on this list? I thought,
my second thing was, one of them was letting go of scrolling on Instagram. We're going to shift from something really deep to something a little less. I think when I want a distraction, that's my go-to. And then I find myself just reeling my hour away or 20 minutes and it's, sometimes it can give you some useful information. You know, I've tried to curate my Instagram to where it gives me what I really want to see and not what I don't. But at the same time, you find yourself down a rabbit hole sometimes and you've been scrolling for a while and you're just not being intentional about it. And I would prefer to be more intentional, right? I would prefer to get on and interact with people that we want on as guests. I would prefer to, right? Like, why am I just getting on here and scrolling through mindlessly, right? Like, I just want to be more intentional about it.
Yeah.
And not losing time to it and or interaction. Like, I realize that Stan and I will get into bed in the last few minutes, you know, we're scrolling through the videos instead of, like, connecting with one another.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't know, talking about our day or talking about whatever it is we want to talk about. Sometimes Stan, he's a manifester, so sometimes he doesn't want to. But I've had a real book at my bedside that I've been reading, and like sometimes it's way easier for me just to read a book, fall asleep, read a book versus a screen in my face. So I just need to reevaluate my attachment to it. I think
I like that you said like being more intentional with it too, because I think sometimes when things are really ingrained in where we are right now in society, it's like unrealistic almost. Like we go on these things of like, you know, I'm letting go of this thing for 30 days. I'm not doing this thing. And it's like an all or nothing mentality. And then it's like, well, that's going to creep right back up. So I think having the mindset of, well, how can I be more intentional and do this in a way that's going to serve me and then serve a purpose of this podcast or whatever that looks like.
Right.
It's really helpful. And even I love TikTok. I don't care who knows it. I love it. It brings me joy. I love it. But I try to do it when I'm at the gym by myself and I'm walking after my lift.
Yeah.
I will sit there instead of listening to music anymore. I'll turn it off and I'll just sit there and I walk way longer. Right. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Yeah. Like today, I was so tired and I didn't go to the gym this morning, which like,
it's a big deal for you.
Maybe once every 3 months that
I'm so proud of you for just not going.
And that's wild.
And just being like, I'm tired.
I was so tired. I only, you know, there's like those memes of people that have like 75 alarms set on their phone. I only have one.
Right.
And it is titled Gym. And that's it. And I wake up every morning when my alarm goes off and I just go and get ready and that's it. When I snoozed twice, because the first time I snoozed, I was like, okay, I'm going to get up in an hour. I'm not working out with anyone this morning. My day can start when I need it to start today.
Right.
I'll go. And then I was just like, no, I'm so tired.
I'm going to turn this off and I'm going to sleep until I'm done sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so I say that to say, like, tonight, a part of me is like, okay, go to the gym after you're done working for the day, all these things. I do not feel like it today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get on my treadmill here, my walking pad.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my little tripod up, and that's probably the hour I'm going to take to scroll through TikTok.
Yeah.
Or Instagram or whatever it is.
Yeah. While you're doing something else.
Yeah. Or like even if I'm like cleaning or doing dishes, like setting up my phone on my tripod, you don't always have to look right at the reels.
Right.
Have my headphones on and listen to things as I go through stuff. Right. So I think there's a way that you can incorporate things and multitask and do it in a way that you're taking advantage of that time as well as allowing yourself to have the freedom to just doom scroll or whatever you want to do.
Right.
You know,
I get a lot. I get a lot out of Instagram. Like I get a lot of ideas. I see recipes, you know, so that's what's on mine. There's a lot of stuff about farms. There's a lot of stuff about cooking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of like spiritual woo-woo things.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've set it up that I will sit and read and watch.
Totally.
Right. But sometimes dumb shit creeps up on and workouts. Some workout stuff is done on there too. So
yeah.
But I've learned a lot. You know, I've learned some things when you're scrolling, and so it's not like it's totally lost on me, mm-hmm. right? Like and sometimes I just wanna laugh. And the funny things on there, things that make me laugh, really make me laugh. And that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love watching people dance.
Oh yeah.
On them. Like when people make up songs to a popular song and then it's trending and everyone's doing that dance and trying to learn it. I will go to that audio and watch endless amounts of people trying to do that dance. I just think it's so fun. I love that people want to learn that same thing and do it together. Right. Like the Apple dance and Charlie XCX Apple dance.
Yeah.
When everyone was doing that and like little girls doing it with like their dads and stuff. Right. And like, or like this guy that I follow, his grandmother is hilarious and he tries to like, teach her all this stuff. And like, it's so fun. She's in a nursing home and it's so funny. And he'll teach her the dance. Like, I just think it's so fun and such a collective joy thing, which we know I love.
Yeah. Yeah. I lose a lot of time to it because I'll be like, okay, I'm really exhausted because I've been doing all this work all day. And then I'll just sit and all of a sudden I'll be like scrolling. And I'm like, how long have I been doing this?
How long have I been here?
Did an hour just pass? And scrolling on this fucking video device. I lose, you know, I think I need to set a timer or something because I can get lost like in TV. My mom would tell you this, that my brother and I both, the TV's on. It's really hard for our brains to focus.
Yeah.
That we're just like, TV has some sort of hold on us. And it's the same thing in the videos, is that you get in there and then I'm just like, you guys can't see me, but I'm like staring into space, my mouth open, and like I can't hear people, you know, like Christy or mom, you know, and I'll be like, what, you know, you're like, I'm in a trance.
Yeah.
And so it's very entrancing for me. And so I have to be careful with my brain that,
yeah,
because I just get in the world and I'm just in there for a while and I just keep,
just
keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
And so it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting way to experience myself in that. I'm like, wow, that's crazy that I can use that amount of time to these ridiculous little videos. like, what am I doing with my life? just trying to be more intentional.
I love it. My last thing that I would love to let go of is what I call finish line behavior.
finish line behavior.
Yes. Okay?
Like
so I've been able to do this with like diet culture and working out, which I would obsess about an event to be in shape for. Plot twist, there's a lot of events every year. So I would say my birthday's in a month. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to do a juice cleanse for the full month. So I will look great on my birthday. Or, okay, I'm going to sign up for this lifting competition. And this is the end date. And I will win this. Like, I will be the winner. And I love a good grind until the finish line. And obsess about it. And be hyper fixated on the end.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've really been assessing very, very recently. I'm talking about last couple weeks. I've just been thinking, so I was able to really do that when it comes to my work. Now I just get up and work out every day because that's just what I do.
Right.
It prevents me from having a lot of rage.
Right. Right.
I do it because
you require a lot of physical activity.
I do. I do. I'm a physical person in every way, and I just need to be physical a lot of the time. But that's just me understanding that's a part of me and doing it because of that, not because there is a contest to be won or there is a event I want to look a certain way for. It has nothing to do with timing. It just is like, oh, and now I understand I need to do this for me just because.
Yeah.
And when I do this finish line behavior, it takes out of me being in the moment for anything. Cause I'm constantly thinking about what I need to do next.
Yeah.
And I was like that with my career. I was like that with any kind of like side hustle I had. I was just like, well, how do I get to this next thing? Like, how do I get through this goal or this like ending so I can then do the next one?
Right.
And this isn't a fully realized thing yet. This isn't something that I've had enough time to really digest, but I wanted to put it on this list because it's something I'm going to really pay attention to.
Yeah.
Or what are those things I'm setting those finish line goals for and why am I doing that?
Yeah.
And if it's important, then it should just be a part of who I am. And I do it when I feel like it or I do it when it brings me joy or when it's necessary. But there's no reason I need to set deadlines on everything. Someone asked me if I was going to get my real estate license the other day. I'm like, yes, I think probably in February. And they were like, oh, why February? I'm like, I don't know. Why did I pick that? Because I want to have a deadline for myself. I don't want to wait till it feels right. That would be silly. Crazy wild.
Crazy.
You crazy girl.
Crazy
wild. Letting things happen when they feel like it should happen. No, I want to say, this is my deadline.
Right.
It will be by the end of February. Good day.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
One of the things that is a mystery to the world of why I do the things that I do.
I think that's about, you know, again, receiving, you know, yours are sort of all tied to that in some ways, right? That waiting and receiving instead of pushing.
Yeah.
And that culture is more of that. It's just just wearing a different hat, right?
Yeah.
Pushing to the end.
Last year for Christmas, I committed to, I'm going to say, 10 people I would make full size blankets for. Instead of saying, Amanda, this deadline is completely impossible. Why are you doing this? My ass was at Christmas Eve in a car crocheting my little fingers off. I couldn't even bend my hand at a certain point because my hands were so jacked up. But instead of just saying, I'm like, you made this deadline.
Right.
You did this. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Tell someone.
Also, you can change it.
Just tell them you get it a week later. Who cares? It's a handmade gift.
Right.
No, I would never allow a deadline to pass.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just a small example of like the self-imposed, I have a finish line. I must achieve by this finish line.
You put your own needs, wants, and limitations for what you need on the back burner to finish or to do or to make sure everybody's happy or to, right? Like, not putting yourself first.
Yeah.
And my third one is along that same line. My third one is I continue to put things in my body, right? And you and I, neither one adhere to any sort of diet, right? We're pretty strong about that. I too have done every diet on the planet, just like you. And I do think it fucks with women's endocrine system. However, I do think there are healthy choices. Mm-hmm. And some foods are healthy, they're not theirs, right? Mm-hmm. And some foods, I just don't feel good when I eat.
Yeah.
Right? And I continue to eat them, by the way.
Yeah.
Thus my bellyache when I got home yesterday, because I had apple pie and I had, you know, processed meat that I never eat, by the way, wrapped in creamy cheese that was delicious. And I knew when I was eating it that it was going to give me a bellyache.
Yeah.
But I kept eating it because that's what we had to eat, right? And so instead of just making a different choice, your mom's house is full of food. I could have opened up a can of soup. I could, there's a ton of things I could have done to avoid that.
Right.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
And then I just keep putting stuff in my face. And I have still food allergies. They're not terrible, but enough that I get real itchy in crazy places.
Yeah.
That makes me miserable.
Yeah.
I'm miserable. And my belly hurt. Like, I was so nauseous on the way home in the car yesterday. And I'm like, why do I keep doing this to myself? And it's in the same vein. I know what I shouldn't eat.
Right.
I know it.
Yeah.
But I get in these social situations and I was like, it's like, you know, I'm having candy. You know, I don't ever eat candy bars, but I do because they're sitting next to your mom's chair. You know, you know, the caramels. I'm like, I know this is going to make my belly hurt. I know this is going to make me itchy everywhere.
Yeah.
And yet, here I am, just,
you know,
popping it away.
Yeah.
You know, just continuing. I'm like, what is that behavior? Why do I do that? Knowing, you know, that like my future self just wants that immediate gratification. Because I know that my later self is going to absolutely be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What did you do to yourself? Like, why am I not willing to take care of myself in that moment? That's one of the things that I'm really like pointing my efforts at, is really looking at, I have the financial means. I have the time to prep food.
Yeah.
I have the time to curate whatever I need to that I know supports my body. And here I am eating meat roll-ups.
Yeah.
And a bunch of cheese and a bunch of cheese balls and potato chips.
Yeah.
I mean, when I look at what I ate, there's no surprise as to why my belly hurt. Why am I doing this to myself instead of making a better choice? And that's part of my perfectionism brain too, is then I start to say, why are you so shit? Why don't you have any willpower? Why don't you, you know, and it's not about the willpower. I have to figure out why I'm doing those things. Am I bored?
Right.
Like, oh, or is it just like
the social pressure too, I think, of like enjoying what's being served.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of times when I look back at drinking, when I said I wasn't going to drink and then I would, obviously before I was sober, a lot of times it just was like someone was offering me something and your first instinct based upon being socialized is say, oh my gosh, thank you, and take it.
Right.
Like, you're allowed to be like, no, I don't actually want that. No, thank you. Like, I'm going to do something different. But it's just like your first thought is, well, this is what's being served. This is what's here.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah. And for those of you know, the Riley House, they're staples.
Yeah.
and it's mostly cheese and meat, right? And I know that every time we go, right?
Like,
I could make myself a beautiful salad at home. I could take a salad to eat.
You could even say, can we have a salad? I'll bring a salad. Like, people would eat that, right?
Absolutely bring it every time I should. That's what I should be doing, right? And instead I'm just like, I'm just gonna take what they're serving up and it'll be fine. It's not that big of a deal. It's one time, but I'm doing it frequently enough that I'm miserable in my body, right? I bought these weird dark chocolate things because I'm like, I'm trying to break my sweet tooth. I'm trying to not eat processed sugar, but I really have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you just want something sweet. And I'm like, okay, if I just take these, then they're a little bigger chocolate chips. And I realized they're causing me to itch wildly.
Yeah.
But I wasn't connecting the dots completely. And I'm like, okay, I just need to get rid of those. I'm like, do I waste them? Do I throw them away? Maybe I can make some cookies with them, which I'll probably eat. And I go down this whole road, right?
Right.
And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, this is not good for me. And why do I keep it around the house?
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like I'm on this little wheel, this little, you know, I don't know. I'm going round and round and I'm not able to step back and really look at why I'm doing this behavior and that I know is going to cause my future self harm and not to feel good and not to be in optimal health. And by the way, we're working out. We buy all these nutritional supplements. I'm going to physical therapy to make sure my core, my back is strong.
Right.
Like, I want longevity. I'm all about health and wellness. I want that. And yet I still keep dipping back into these weird, you know, choices for food that because it's convenient or because I want to do something else, I don't want to take the time. And yet I have all the abilities and have all of the stuff available to me to make a different choice.
Yeah.
So it's just an interesting, I'm sitting with it.
The whole point I'd say is not to be like, oh, okay, this is my New Year's resolution and just December 31st. It's like, no, hey, let me assess how this year's been going. And let me ask myself some questions about why am I exhibiting the behaviors I'm exhibiting? And what can I do to better help myself going forward? It's not about like hard lines in the sand or like giving something up, or it's just about saying like, hey, like, how can I help myself thrive more?
Right.
Knowing what I know about how things went for me this year.
Right.
So.
Right. And for those of you who might struggle with only looking at the negative sides of yourself, I would encourage you to make also a list of, because this tends to be a very negative things that you want to let drop away, tends to be a very negative process. You know, and if you're hard on yourself and you don't give yourself proper accolades, make a list of all the things you've accomplished, all the things that you're really great at, the things that you really love about yourself that you are so happy that you've discovered and want to keep about yourself, so that you can maintain some
balance
in your brain about who you are and your worth and that you're great. Because it's easy to go down these roads and think, oh God, I'm sucking at all those things. No, I just need improvement in these things. These are the behaviors that aren't serving me, but all these other behaviors, mm-hmm. the fact that I do go 3 times a week to you know, the gym or to physical therapy, nobody's pushing me, right? I'm just going.
Right.
I'm doing that for myself. I do make really great choices most of the time for food, right? Like,
right.
I can, so instead of getting down the negative road, if you have trouble, I would recommend you also make.
We, like we mentioned, have our next circle coming up here on Sunday, but then we also have 2 more for the rest of this year. One in November, one in December. The one in November is about communication. The one in December is about just understanding the gifts that you bring to the world through your human design chart. So you can find us on Eventbrite to sign up for those. We also have a free event coming up in November, our dance party.
Woo-hoo! Please come on out, put all your sparkles on and come and dance with us.
Whatever outfit that you're like, why did I buy this? Where could I possibly wear this to?
Wear it.
This is the event.
This is it. Yes.
You have sparkle freckles? Wear them.
Wear them wherever you, whatever outfit that you're like, this is crazy. I love it, but I don't know where I would wear it.
This is it.
Yes. Yes.
That's how we that want energy. Everyone to show up.
Yes.
So Look, again, that's on Eventbrite. It is a free event. So, but make sure you grab your tickets though, because we have the Better Bev lady coming and she'll want to make sure she's stocked up appropriately. So, and then other than that, we are fully on Apple Podcasts now. So be sure to follow us on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It really helps us to be able to do the things we want to do. We need to have a certain amount of followers on each platform. So we're totally grateful for any kind of subscription that you're willing to do. So.
If any of this resonated with you or things you think it can resonate with somebody else, please share. We appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us today. And until next time,
be easy.